Hi, this is Dr. Mary Young. Welcome to the audio version of my blog. Today's post is called Bad Hair. I'm having a bad hair day. I pretty much have bad hair days through most of April and August because these are the months that it rains a lot in St. Louis and the humidity makes my hair fat. And occasionally, I have bad hair days at other times, but I also have some really good hair days. Today isn't one of them, but I do know the difference. I didn't always, though. When I was a kid, I had this wild mound of super curly black hair. Actually, it's pretty much the same as I have now, just with no gray mixed in. I also didn't have some of the great hair products I use now to keep my locks from oozing into the personal space of a person standing next to me. Just about everyone I knew when I was growing up had silky, straight, blonde, or light brown hair, but not me, so I felt like an odd duck. Okay, I felt like an ugly duck with bad, untamable hair that had a mind of its own. My mom, bless her heart, tried to do everything she could. I would lay my head on the ironing board while she tried to flatten it out. Not my head, just my hair. I could pick up the scent of singed hair a mile away. Over the years, I tried every imaginable straightener on my own and professionally. I spent a fortune on special brushes, hair dryers, curling irons, and oh my gosh, my retirement fund went entirely for creams, shampoos, conditioners, hot oil treatments, and I can't even remember what else. When I was about 4, my severely mentally retarded brother ran a wind-up car through my hair. Cutting it out did not leave pretty results. Try picturing Rosanna Dana with chopped out sections. Along the way in my life, people would say, "Is it natural?" And my answer was always, "Who would pay to do this to themselves?" Others, including my mother, with her baby fine poker straight hair, would say, "Oh, you are so lucky." I didn't feel lucky. But a few years ago, I did what the popular movie Frozen says. I let it go. I let my curls be whatever they wanted to be for the most part, plus or minus a little anti-frizz stuff. Ironically or not so, it's not that unusual anymore when a stranger says to me, as an adult, "I love your hair." And now I realize, in fact, that I am lucky. My sister told me recently she'd left the house a couple of times, realizing that once she was out, she had forgotten to comb her hair. I can't remember the last time I combed my hair. I don't even own a hairbrush. I used to spend an hour a day blowing my hair out straight. Now, my morning routine is pretty much limited to about a 3-second glance in the mirror, just to make sure no wild animals burrow in during the night. We live on wooded acreage. It could happen. Am I really writing an entire post about my hair? No. Stay tuned. Recently, I received contact from a friend I knew about 30 years ago. Although we're still trying to catch up on each other's lives, one thing has become oddly apparent. Who she thought she knew back then and who I thought that she was are two people who clearly did not exist. We both credited the other with possessing skills and strengths that were far from grounded in reality. Perhaps we were simply blind or too inexperienced in our youth to see things of value properly. Maybe I'll learn in about 20 years from now that the things I think I see today are just as misguided. But what I now know is that my hair hasn't changed much. I just have learned to see it from a very different lens. And similarly, the girl I was back when my friend thought she knew me is someone who desperately wanted to live a life in which she could feel legitimate. The problem was that she took cues from everyone else to determine what that might or should be. It was only once I began to listen to my own voice somewhere along the way that I created a life I recognized. I know today there are still people who see me as something they think I am, rather than who I really am. The difference is that I now understand that it is their vision that is off, rather than because I have put a particular mask forward. I stopped wearing masks a long time ago. I found they messed up my hair. Are there parts of yourself that you could appreciate in someone else but fail to embrace within yourself? Do people know you, or do you let them know only what you want them to see? Are you hiding your best attributes in fear they won't be good enough? Do you try to mold parts of yourself into someone else or to society's criteria? Are you judging yourself by a standard that is far more harsh than you would extend to another? Is it okay not to be the same as everyone else, or even the same as everyone expects you to be. Thanks for taking the time to read my blog. I'd love to hear your comments. If you found this helpful, I hope that you'll pass it on to someone else. Until next time, take good care.